Could you introduce yourself and say a little about your arts education context?
So I'm Tracy Hawkes. I have been a dance and principally ballet teacher for over 40 years, and I run Dance for All in Edinburgh, which is a dance school for both younger pupils up to university, generally university age, and also Dance for All College, which is running a full-time professional dance course for sort of HND level into professional level dance.
And can you say a little about why you applied for the MEd program?
Although I've been teaching for decades and decades, when I first qualified as a dance teacher or trained as a dancer and dance teacher, there weren't any sort of formal academic qualifications. And so, I'd been going through my career without having any sort of, I suppose, academic validation of where I'd got to and my experience and my practice. And I also wanted to, I felt a little stale as well. I wanted to gain a qualification, a recognition of practice and skills, but also to develop them and to bring them into perhaps a wider context of how the performing arts are today, and also potentially in the future have another qualification that would give me a wider scope for freelance work, if and when I sort of go on from running my own business to working in a sort of larger field of dance.
And could you describe your journey through the EMED?
It was fascinating, frustrating at times. Obviously, we had the pandemic to deal with in between, in the middle. But actually, in some ways, that was good. It allowed me a little more time to focus, and gave me some actually good practice and content to work with as well. It was great having meeting other performing arts practitioners. That was a really big part of it for me because I have always worked as a sort of, solely running my own business, obviously with other people with me, but going into a wider field of practitioners and learning from them and supporting each other was fantastic. I was very unconfident at first in my sort of academic abilities and my cognitive sort of skills. I think the journey from first year through to third year was fantastic in that respect. It just very it's so supportive from the tutors in developing my confidence and my attitude to how I could get out there and make a difference beyond what I've already been doing and shift my way of working. And the tutors were just superb in reacting, I think, to all of us in a very, very individual way and supporting us with our individual skills, but allowing us to find new confidence in alternative practices and just wider opportunities to develop. So it was great. I miss it.
That's good. Thank you. So what did you focus on for your final project?
I was focusing on researching how teaching the ballet education is responding, has been responding to contemporary gender issues. Ballet is traditionally very patriarchal, very heteronormative and binary. And I wanted to, in my culture and context unit in second year, I'd investigated ballet's the art form's response to gender fluidity, and that had awakened a real sort of curiosity in me as to how ballet education was responding to that, to these contemporary issues, or not. So that was, yeah, I looked at dance teachers' thoughts and practices and how they were changing, and what ballet education might be able to, how it might be able to shift in the future. That was the crux of my research.
And what impact did it have on your practice as an arts educator?
It had a lot of impact. I think, having taught for so long, obviously that's had a lot of experience, but I felt that I had discovered discovered a lot of contemporary context that I think I had been aware of, but hadn't really thought that ballet, particularly ballet, could identify with these issues and change in a way that was going to be better. And it just made me stop and think so much about how I was teaching and how I was presenting ballet, and gave me a, I think, a stronger insight into my students, and my pupils, even from a young, very young age, all the expressions that were used. And it's so shifted that for me. And I think hopefully, because I was doing that, my students were introduced to a much wider, a much broader sense of what their dance careers could be, and what they were, as opposed to what they also themselves had been perhaps brought up to think that ballet was. And so as a consequence, I think there were quite a lot of my students who'd never even thought of ballet as being something that was for them, that they might be, that they actually enjoyed or might be interested in following through into their careers. Suddenly it opened up a much wider world for them, instead of thinking of going into, say, contemporary dance, where gender has traditionally been less of an issue. Suddenly it's like, oh yeah, perhaps ballet is a world that we can fit into. So that was very gratifying, and really, yeah, really exciting. And I have also been asked, as a practitioner, and people that know I've done this research, I've been asked to talk to organisations. I've been to National Youth Ballet, and I've done presentations at conferences, education conferences, and that has been great, very nerve-wracking for me, something I've never done before. But again, sort of having so much that I want to tell people, and and just awake their consciousness of this issue. It's that's again that's something I never dreamt I would be doing, 3 or 4 years ago, or even 2 or 3 years ago, perhaps, that I would have the confidence to do that and be able to get out there, and not just to my own circle of pupils and students, but to get out to other organisations. That's been fantastic, and it's awoken such a, when I've done a talk or a presentation, there's been so much conversation about it, and so many people say, oh, I never thought about that. I didn't realise. I'm so sorry. And so that was, yeah, as I say, really terrifying to do. And again, the course, doing the course, gave me that confidence, and to go out there. And I feel it affects some, in a small way, just affects some change or some shift in people's perceptions of ballet and ballet education.
I mean, I think you've already answered this question quite fully, but I'll ask it anyway, just because there's anything else that comes from it. So what has changed as a result of studying the AMED?
I'm say my sort of my confidence in myself and my practice and my ability to go out into the wider ballet education world with more much more confidence and much more suppose I feel I have more to give than simply, being able to take a class and, do the actual nuts and bolts of, ballet classes and things which I love doing, and I, still do that, but to take that further yes, go out and talk to other educators about these issues and about how ballet can continue to develop into, a relevant contemporary education and art form. Yes, and I would like to. I was wanting to do a PhD. I thought of applying last year. I was off work for a bit with an injury, and then I've had to sort of shelve it just for the time being, too busy. But that is something as well that, coming, thinking of potentially coming to an end of a full-time teaching career, I would very, very much like to continue on research and do a PhD at some point in the future. That's something I never ever thought that I would be saying doing. So that's certainly changed from my point of view. Yes, I really it's the thought of being able to continue contributing and exploring new routes there. That's that the master's has given me that real buzz as well about thinking, well, even if I do slow down and just end up teaching perhaps freelance in much, much smaller chunks than I do now, I'd have something, still something to contribute if I can continue on to do something like a PhD.
Thanks so much, Tracy. Really appreciate you taking the time to answer questions.